be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in a caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now today we're still very much in the Christmas season or the Christmas period, and today the first Sunday after Christmas, we celebrate the beautiful feast of the Holy Family. And I suppose the church holds this family up to us as somebody that we can model and follow just like them. But then at the beginning, if you look, Mary conceived the Lord without any relations with any man. So right away, well, I don't think any family here can identify with that. And then her son is God. So again, that leaves us out in the cold a little bit. But then we have to come back and realize that when Jesus the Lord, when Jesus the Christ took on human flesh and became one of us, he took on humanity absolutely, totally and completely. And in the gospel this morning, don't we get an example of that? And I'm sure a lot of you here who have families have been through it, or are you going, or are going through it. There we have Jesus, 12 years of age, going probably on 13, becoming a teenager. And you know what that's like, huh? If you haven't been there, and well, you will be there if you have children, and you have Jesus there, his poor parents looking for him, and he gives them a kind of a, you know, an why were you looking for me? A typical teenager. Why were you worried? Why were you worried? I was doing my own thing. How often we have heard that. And so we look at families today, and it begs the question, what is a normal family? And or put it a different way, if I asked you here this morning, you don't do it, but if I said, who among us can put a hand up this morning and say, we don't come from, in some ways, a dysfunctional family? Huh? If you go back, all our families, we have maybe an uncle or an aunt or a son or a daughter or a brother or sister or a grandfather or somebody, we all have a skeleton somewhere. I think that's true of most families. Or who, well, maybe a lot of people would, but who among us this morning can put a hand up and say, I'm absolutely normal? Because you might think you're normal, but you might be the only one that thinks that. Yeah, that's very true. And it begs the question, what is normality? And yet, God respects each and every one of us. And when we live, we all come from a family somewhere along the line. And a lot of people today are into tracing their ancestry or their genealogy. Well, I don't really want to do that because I'd be afraid of what I might find. I'm better off in some ways not knowing. I see you're nodding your head. You're better off not knowing sometimes. And we all have family difficulties. Isn't that part and parcel of life and the human condition? We all go through times like that. I often wonder, why. It has to be part of God's plan. It has to be. And when you see it from that aspect, you see it in a whole new light. There's a lovely little story about this little family were coming back after having their new baby, a little baby girl, baptized. And their little son in the back of the car was crying his little heart out coming home from the baptism. And that his dad said, what's wrong with you? Why are you crying? And he said, well, that priest in the church today said that he wants us all to live in and be brought up in a Christian family. And he said, and I don't want to leave you guys. So what is a Christian family and a nice family? And I think a really good family is a family who face up to their difficulties, who are open to forgiveness. I think that is a very, very important thing. So many of us, and so many people carry over grudges and resentments and bitterness from the past. And it's like a cancer. It festers as time goes on. And if there's one lesson we can learn from today, it's to forgive. Never be afraid to forgive. Never be afraid to ask for forgiveness. That is very, 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 very important. Never be afraid to say, I'm sorry. That is so important when we live in families or in community or here in the parish family. We're not all perfect. I'm not perfect. I possibly sometimes upset people by the things I say or do. Maybe I get upset sometimes by the things you say or do. But we must be open to forgiveness and be ready to forgive. That's so, so, so important. And as we move on now, and we're coming to the end of a old year, and we're on the cusp of a new year, one more day left. Make up your mind this morning that you're not going to carry any bitterness or resentment or grudges into the new year. And if there's somebody in your life that you know you need to forgive, do it today. Or if somebody has upset you or holds some grudge against you or resentment, and you're aware they haven't spoken to you for a long time, and if you have their number, pick up the phone, call them, and wish them a happy new year. You'll surprise them. They might be embarrassed, but what the heck about it? You've done the right thing. And that's it. That's how we live as a family. Try and keep the peace. And just like, there's no family that doesn't have arguments. You know, you live in an unreal world if you don't have an odd argument and an odd dispute and so on. And especially if you're married, I'm sure, you often have to forgive, huh? Wouldn't you say so? Huh? Well, I tell you what, if you never have to forgive, you're not in a normal marriage. Yeah, that's, yep. It's. But that's, do you know how I find? I find when I make up with somebody or somebody forgives me, don't you feel much closer to that person? Huh? You feel much closer, you have a greater respect for that person. Or when somebody comes to you and say, I'm sorry about what I did or what I said the other day. Oh, just, it's a whole new beginning. Just give them a hug and say, thanks. It's fine.